The Navy is standing up a brand new digital warfare office, hoping to take advantage of a treasure trove of data on everything from acquisition and maintenance to audit readiness. The goal? Smarter business decisions. Vice Admiral Jan Tai is the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Warfare. She'll oversee that office. She tells Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu the Navy wants to use it to drive the application of emerging advances in data science and machine learning.
The Digital Warfare Office will serve as a centerpiece for the Navy's migration into leveraging digital technologies to do a wide range of functions, up to and including, you know, making better business decisions, making better warfighting decisions, making better decisions on requirements. So if you look at how, you know, some of the industry, you know, industrialized companies out there have moved into digital, taking advantage of data in a way that they have better outcomes, that they gain the competitive advantage. Example is, you know, any kind of industrialized product, engine on an aircraft wing. Mm-hmm. How do we make decisions on how many hours can that engine fly before it needs to come off and be inspected, and how do we make those decisions? In the past, the way we made those decisions was based on sort of an average. It's good for this many hours, and whether the plane was flown in really harsh conditions or whether they were flown in very favorable conditions, whether that number of hours took 2 years to get to or 6 months to get to, they were all treated the same. With the data coming off of those engines, you have a better ability to predict failures in blades, etc. It's the industrial example. Mm-hmm. And so taking advantage of the data that you have anyway on mechanical devices, on on financial systems, it could be any of our functional areas, is something that we want to take advantage of, because we've seen, you know, Navy is a fairly industrialized organization. And so if companies have been able to benefit and be more productive and be more effective and be more competitive against their competitors, we believe that those same approaches would serve us well in taking that approach across the Navy. And so the Digital Warfare Office is intended to sort of be the centerpiece of, you know, building expertise and applying digital strategies, if you will, to multiple different functional areas across the Navy. It starts with data science, which is why, you know, it's organized under us. Right. It's really about the data scientists and how you leverage data that you have to put analytics on top, to include machine learning, about that data, and then to make decisions, human machine teaming, to make decisions on, I'm going to pull that engine early, or I'm not going to pull it at all, even though it's met the average number of hours, because I can see and I have confidence based on all the data I'm taking off of that engine that there aren't any failures in there. It's doing just fine.
So I got to say, this seems like an incredibly ambitious effort, because you're not just talking about traditional IT flavored data. The industrial examples you talk about are more of a traditional SysCom function.
No, and the SysComs will be the ones to do it. This is going to touch everybody everywhere. Question is, for the Chief of Naval Operation, where's sort of his center of gravity? How can we learn from, you know, what different SysComs are doing and be able to share that across? So they're more of a, they're more in the business of organizing and knocking down obstacles for the people who need to do it, mm-hmm. the SysComs, et cetera. For those people, you know, that's what the Digital Warfare Office is intended to be, sort of maintain, not governance, it's more of a facilitating
clearinghouse.
Clearinghouse. Yeah. I use the word obstacle knocker downer with CNO. I can't think of a better way to say that. If you have a better way, let me know. But that's kind of the idea.
So that obstacle, that knocking down function, that, I mean, that's why you wanted an OpNav somewhere, I guess.
An OpNav, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And for companies, for these industrial companies that have taken this journey, one of their biggest lessons learned, you know, and again, whether it's in the industrial side or in the data science side, the pure, you know, sort of IT side, the answer is always the same. The only way this works is top-down leadership. You have to have the leader of the organization driving the cultural change necessary to do things differently than we've done it in the past. And that's what CNO is. And so, you know, so he needs a bit of a staff to be paying attention to the trends and what we're learning, what we can learn from industry partners about how they have applied it and where are the parallels inside of our organization. But again, it is the CISCOM functions, but it might be how we do financial management as well. You know, how we do human, you know, the manpower personnel training and education side of the house. Mm-hmm. This is all dealing with large amounts of data. We need to spend less time going and finding the data we need to make a decision, you know, and come to a better organizational construct that the machine can gather the information, do some analysis, present it to the person who needs to make the decision. And that's really what we're trying to do. Whether we're talking about war fighting or whether we're talking about detailing, you know, humans to places, or whether we're talking about audit, you know, it can have applicability everywhere. We aren't the ones who are going to do it. The digital warfare officer is not the doers in this case. They're helping to drive the cultural change.
But in any case, my earlier question about, you know, this being ambitious is really about, I mean, you've got so much data from various corners of the Navy. It seems like you've got to bound this somehow.
That's true.
Or start somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm imagining you're not standing up, you know, 2,000 new people to staff this this new office.
That's right.
So where do you start, really, is my question.
You know, I think where we are at this point in the movie is getting alignment across the leadership on the fact that we must do this to maintain our competitive edge over adversaries. Next steps are for those systems commands and others to go back into their organization, make some decisions on what are the priority changes that they could make to apply digital to give us, you know, the most competitive advantage. I think everyone realizes you can't do everything that, you know, you can, every rock you flip over, you can see a place where this would be applicable. Mm-hmm. We have to make the decisions, where is it most applicable that'll give us the biggest gain? And give it some get some traction inside of each of the systems commands to help move it faster within, because the, like I said, the execution, the real change is going to happen again within the systems commands or within the MPT&E organization or within our supply organization. Certainly there's applications in information warfare, but we're already believers. And we've already been, you know, doing things like netting the Navy and trying to take advantage of all types of information to be more effective at warfighting.
Mm-hmm.
But this has much broader applications than just into information warfare. So there's going to be a prioritization, and I think there's got to be a little bit of an appetite suppressant for, you know, how fast or far we can go.
Yeah.
But our intent is to learn from industrial partners who have applied it and try to move down the path as expeditiously as we can. The other thing I would say is this isn't actually a lot different than it's the cybersecurity problem that we face, right? It's vast. It's everywhere. What are we going to do? And so my cybersecurity division has sort of this role with the systems commands to be taking a look at what are the most important networks and functions to be protected that require, you know, more resources, other types of technology. And so we've kind of already got that function happening on the cybersecurity side. This is a digital parallel to that. And there's actually a little bit of overlap between the two. And I think we recognize that insofar as digital strategies can be applied to improve our cybersecurity outcomes.